number 10,748, Bunting Construction Corporation, intersection of Mary Road and Pepper Avenue, being Lot 8 and part of Lot 24 within Indian Beach Surf Club, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Up here, gentlemen. Names and addresses, please.
Coleman Bunting Jr., Shelbyville, Delaware.
The mailing address.
Pardon me?
Mailing address.
32996 Lighthouse Road, Shelbyville, Delaware.
James Moorhead, and my home address is in the lower.
It's the same address as him. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
Yes, we have a request to extend a second floor deck with a width of approximately 18 feet by 3 feet with an angle. It's 33 square feet. The reason for that variance is a very narrow, due to the way the house is constructed, a very narrow restriction for access and egress between the two decks on the house. There is a unique physical circumstance on this property in that it's located in North Indian Beach, and there is an unimproved street called Pepper Avenue, which is heavily wooded between this house and the houses immediately to the south, which is Indian Beach. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And by survey of the lots to the west, we have a property that immediately to the west, it's 11.6 feet from the front yard setback. The property immediately to the east of it is 16.56. And if this variance request is granted, the setback for this particular property will be 12.9 feet. So we're not blocking anybody's view, and it is on the second floor. We feel this variance request is the minimum that will afford relief, in that we've only asked for 3 feet, and that is so these two outdoor areas of the house can be connected.
Okay.
It is just a deck, it's not enclosed, has no roof. And visually, it's not going to impact the houses next to it. And as I said, the stagger of the setback is such that everybody, as they go west, is afforded a view toward the ocean. And that's really the extent of the request. You have the drawings in front of you. If there's any questions on those drawings, I'd be happy to answer them.
You say you're extending it another 3 feet from the existing?
Yes, from the existing deck, which now goes straight across, we'll be extending southward 3 feet with a 45-degree angle, which will allow these two outdoor areas of the house to be connected instead of restricted down to a 3-foot walkway, so to speak. The way the family uses these two decks right now is there's outdoor areas, and they can't move furniture back and forth through there, and they feel like this would bring this entire deck area together.
Mrs. Jackson, is the existing encroachment non-conforming?
Well, in 01, a permit for a dwelling was taken out, and a CO was issued in 02. I was just thinking about that.
I might add, this is a very old neighborhood. There's all kinds of encroachments all through North Indian Beach. So this goes back to the old cottage days of the beach. So
I don't know if an average was taken. I could research that. That's possible because I know averages are done through a survey.
We have an average already been done.
Okay.
And the average for this particular lot, if you'll bear with me 1 second, I believe it's 14. The average setback for this house would be 14.31, and we're asking to go to 12.9.
Okay.
So
That answers that question. Thank you.
I was, yeah. Because I have helpers that help me check these before they're advertised, and sometimes they don't catch things, but I was sitting here thinking an average had to be taken.
That's good. Thank you.
Mm.
Okay.
So then he doesn't need a 17.1 foot variance then?
Needs a 3 foot variance.
Correct.
Is it, Mr. Bunning, is it more than 3 feet or is it exactly 3 feet that you're asking?
The extension would be 3 feet.
Okay.
And what was the average?
14.31. And with the 3 foot extension, we will be at 12.9.
Still below.
So he's a 1.41.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than 17.1.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm. We're getting down to that.
If you could have gotten it under a foot, Lawrence could have proved.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that Mr. Bunning has addressed the standards for granting a variance, at least to my satisfaction. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,748.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,748. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number